It's time for Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quick Calls. I am your host, Andre C., and I am recapping RCW Anarchy from the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta. I had a great time this show, really good show, fun from top to bottom. So I'm going to get started with the first match of the evening. It was the newly turned face, Ugg, taking on Tiger Ali. So we had a really good back and forth face versus face match. Actually, what surprised me in this match was Tiger Ali had a lot of offense in the first couple minutes of the match. Like, he was dominating Ugg until Ugg just kind of hit a big move and got it, turned it all around. And it was a lot of Ugg domination and some back and forth throughout the rest of the match until out came Zach Mercury and his newest partner, Daniel Burns. Zach Mercury has had issues with Ugg starting at the last Edmonton show, and him and Dano ended up going to one side of the ring, distracting the ref. Well, Zach got up on the apron and hit Ugg, and Tiger Lee did not see the attack, but ended up turning around, seeing Ugg on the mat, and pinned him 1-2-3. So I'd like to see where this is going. I know there's the big fight between Red Thunder and Zach Mercury versus Steven Styles and Ugg at the Edmonton show coming up on Friday, April 21st at the Lorelei Beaumaris Community Hall. Be there. Be a great show. So, and maybe see how Tiger goes from finding out that he won it in less than good ways. Because, you know, Tiger Lee's always been this stand-up, straightforward babyface, so I want to see, maybe he didn't realize it, and we would be apologetic to this taking advantage of the dirty win. From there, we go to our second match of the night, and it is Dead Zone versus Barricade. Surprising part of this match, Dead Zone controlled 99% of it. He attacked Barricade before the match, and then they end up getting the match started, and he just kept attacking Barricade's leg and knocking the big man down, keeping him down, beating on him, working the leg until out of nowhere, Barricade got the belly to belly, 1-2-3. It was over, and Barricade got the win. Funniest part of the match, afterwards, Dead Zone gets up, and he's like, did anybody get the license plate to the truck that just hit me? Man, that Barricade's just fat. Fat, and he's calling him fat. In the moment, it was pretty funny. So, but overall, fun little match. Nothing special, but it was a fun little match. From there, we go on to our third match of the evening, to the only tag team match of the evening, Daniel Burns and Zach Mercury taking on Cameron Stevens and Matt Hart. I thought, really good match. Cameron Stevens had some really good domination for a little good little while in this match on Daniel Burns, using a size advantage over Daniel Burns. But in the end, Daniel Burns and Zach Mercury ended up getting the win. Mercury threw Cameron Stevens to the outside, and then Daniel Burns hit the blackout on Matt Hart, which is also known as the curb stomp that Seth Rollins used. And, yeah, got the pin, 1-2-3. And, yeah, and then after the match, Daniel Burns and Zach Mercury started beating down on Cameron Stevens and Matt Hart. Out comes, for the save, Ugg and Steven Styles. And they're getting, you know, the back and forth because they had the match coming up in Edmonton. And then Steven Styles and Ugg challenge Daniel Burns and Zach Mercury to find two partners. I have a feeling one of them could be Red Thunder if he's recovered in time by next month, to face Steven Styles, Ugg, Cameron Stevens, and Matt Hart in an 8-man tag match on May 27th at the Springbrook Multiplex. Really looking forward to that one. So I think we can probably correlate that Zach Mercury and Red Thunder partners, probably could see them. That you probably, and now Daniel Burns being a partner of Zach Mercury's now, I think we could see the three of them and possibly finding another partner. Don't know who that could be, but I think we know 7 of the participants already, and I think it could be a pretty good 8-man tag at the next show. From there, went to the first of two Pick Your Poison matches of the evening. And the first Pick Your Poison match was for heavy metal. And what a Pick Your Poison match is the your opponent, because heavy metal will be facing Scott Justice this Friday, April 21st at the Lorelei Beaumaris Community Hall in a Three Stages of Hell match. Be there. You know you want to. So Scott Justice is picking the opponent for heavy metal in this match. So what I had heard before the show, because I was only being told the opponents just before match time, just so nobody could find out. And from what I had heard, heavy metal was choosing Big Jess Youngblood to face off against Scott Justice. No surprise, good friends there between heavy metal and Jesse Youngblood. And so Justice, I don't know if he got wind of it or anything, but he made the choice, and I got handed a card just before the match started from Scott Justice saying who was the opponent he chose for heavy metal. So heavy metal came out, and then we played the music of Big Jess Youngblood. Scott Justice has chosen Big Jess Youngblood as the opponent for heavy metal. The thing about this, though, Big Jess wasn't ready. He still had one of his boots off. The other was only half tied. His hair was still back in a ponytail. His jacket wasn't on. He's running out going, what the hell? Metal grabs my cards out of my hands, looking at the, it says Big Jess, and he throws them everywhere, getting pissed that, and I said, all I said to him was, look, this is the choice. Because from what it seemed like, Jess is saying, what the heck's going on? I'm supposed to be in the main event, which was the Scott, was where Scott Justice was wrestling in the night. So it seemed like Scott Justice turned the tables on these two and got a little bit of sweet revenge here. So heavy metal doesn't want any part of this and goes to leave. Now, with Mike, our interim commissioner, missing, Steven Styles had booking power for the evening and decided, and overall power for the show, and said that if heavy metal did not participate in this match, Big Jess Youngblood would be fired. So Big Jess begs Metal to get back in the ring, so Metal gets in, and they have the match, which is, to me, funny, because Big Jess worked his entire match with one boot on. He didn't even get his second boot on, and he wrestled with one boot on, and the ending came when the ref got hit, not super hard, he got kind of bumped into the corner, and he was down for a slight couple minutes. And Metal ended up getting Big Jess's boot and whacking him in the back of the head and gets the pin 1-2-3 on Big Jess. Jess is kind of pissed after the match because he got hit in the boot. But saving grace to all this, because the men looked like they were about to be fighting again, out comes Bryce the Slammer Sova. Now, as most of you may know, Bryce the Slammer Sova lost a Loser Leaves RCW match to Steven Styles a couple months ago. But he was not here as a wrestler. He was here as a talent agent. Now, I have never thought of Bryce the Slammer Sova as the smartest guy in the world, but as a former wrestler, he knows who the best talent is. But in his words, he is not there as a top wrestler anymore. He is there as the top talent agent looking for, and I quote him specifically, the toppest talent. Yes, I said that right. Exactly the way he said it. And he said it multiple times after. The toppest talent. The dude is crazy. I don't think he knows. His English is very screwed up, obviously, but went to a promo how these men need to come together because they can't be fighting when you're being oppressed by Squiggy and Mikey and all these other people keep trying to keep them down. So it was a really funny, interesting promo, and the three of them ended up leaving together. So, in the end, he got peace between the two men. So, from there, we went to intermission. Then we got back from intermission. We had our one and only title match of the evening for the British Commonwealth Championship, Strife defending his title against Knight. Now, these two had a phenomenal match back and forth. These guys kick for kick, move for move. I gotta always say about Knight that Morningstar frog splash he has where he's on the second rope, hops up to the third and comes flying off and does the frog splash. I love it. It looks so good. It's one of my favorite moves to watch him hit. I've never seen a guy standing on the second rope then hops up to the third and then bounces right off. I thought it was really, it's just really cool to me. But in the end, Strife ended up getting a suplex and flipping over and holding the bridge on the suplex and 1, 2, 3. Kind of came out of nowhere. But this is after Knight ended up kicking Strife in the face, and he actually, the kick cut him open hard way, and he was bleeding there in the ring a little bit, and I don't know if it was just desperation and he had to hold that pin, but he really held that pin. Knight must have maybe came down a little hard on the head and maybe got knocked out, and that's why the suplex into the bridging pin got the win. So Strife retains his championship in surprising fashion. So yeah, from there we go on to the main event of the evening, and it was the second Pick Your Poison match of the evening. This time, Heavy Metal picking the opponent for Scott Justice. So, as I figure from what happened earlier, it ain't going to be Big Jess Youngblood because he's already wrestled against Heavy Metal tonight. So I don't think Heavy Metal's going to make his friend work another match. So, a man that actually worked the opening match for the CWC Championship in Black Falls, Alberta, earlier in the evening, Heavy Metal gave him a call. The man came out, got back in his ring gear, and faced off against Scott Justice in the main event. And that man was handpicked by Heavy Metal was Michael Richard Blaze. If you haven't seen these two wrestle before, go to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network YouTube page and look up any of these matches that these two have had together. They're absolutely phenomenal, and tonight was no it was not an exception to that. Tonight was a phenomenal match between the two of them. I'll say this: my mother came with me to this show because she wanted to get out of town for a night, and she'd never been to a wrestling show before. She's maybe watched a bit of wrestling on TV with me, and she absolutely loved this match. This is a person that's never really cared for wrestling. She absolutely loved this match, and these two tore the house down. Just phenomenal match. For me, probably one of the best parts was MRB's entrance. So, as usual, I'm introducing MRB, and he stole the mic from me again mid-introduction. And he goes off, lists off accolades: youngest Stampede wrestling British Commonwealth champion, former RCW British Commonwealth champion, former Monday Night Raw superstar, and current NXT superstar. And he just, you know, the way he talks to the crowd, berating them, saying he's better than all of them. It's just so good. And then these two in this match just killed it, as always. The ending came where MRB actually called for the one-winged angel, got Justice up on his shoulders, but then the one-winged angel came into the ring, and she yelled, screamed in MRB's face, just threw him off, and Justice recovered enough that he actually hit a reverse Rana, where you're sitting on the guy's shoulders, both facing the same way, and you flip backwards, and you end up driving him into the mat head first. It looks sick. And then Scott Justice ended up screaming for the one-winged angel. Got up, hit it, 1, 2, 3. Got the win in spectacular fashion. As always, I love that move. And then from there, Heavy Metal made his way down to the ring and got in Scott Justice's face, saying he's going down, you'll never win this title back, and saying I'm going to destroy you on Friday. And then Justice knocks Metal to the ground, and as Metal's going to get up, he's kind of on all fours. Justice ends up hitting a straight right kick straight running kick to the side of Metal's head, knocking him clean out. So Justice ends up leaving. Slammer runs down to the ring, checking on his client. Calls Big Jess Youngblood down, who's actually at the bar, to come help him. So Jess slowly makes his way over, still obviously angry from the boot shot, maybe. And kind of sits there like, and they can't wake him up. So they end up, Slammer just ends up bailing with Big Jess Youngblood, and they leave. But the funniest thing here is, nothing was happening, so we sent the crowd home. Heavy Metal's still knocked out in the ring. The crowd's gone. Heavy Metal's still knocked out in the ring. We start tearing down the ring with Heavy Metal still knocked out in the ring. A couple people had to kind of roll Metal around in the ring to get the mat out from under him, and then finally rolled him to the side, and he kind of woke up and rolled out. It was actually pretty funny. He was out for probably a good 10-15 minutes. It was pretty funny. But yeah, I thought a really fun overall show. I had a great time here. It was fun, like, especially the final three were really, really strong. And a tag team match culminating now with an 8-man next month. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen and who the partners for Dano and Zach are. I have a feeling it's going to be Red Thunder, but that's because there is the First Family Association there already. So we'll see where they go with this. And I'm looking forward to it. And I have to say, overall, my match tonight is Main Event. As always, Justice Zimmerby, just kill it. As always, but I thought really good, really fun overall show. I had a great time tonight, and the next edition of Quick Calls might already be out, might be out after this. It will be Mike the Ref covering the CWC show from Black Falls, Alberta on April 15th, same night as this show, and the next RCW show that we will be covering is the Maria Wasichuk Memorial Show on April 21st from the Lorelei Beaumaris Community Hall, featuring the third match between Knight and Markey, and that is both men have a win over each other, so we're going into the third match. It's going to be insane, and the main event of the night. You got three stages of hell. First match is a street fight. Second match, first blood. And third match, if needed, is a TLC match. And that is between former RCW Canadian champion Scott Justice challenging the new RCW Canadian champion Heavy Metal. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be one hell of a main event. I've been pumping this up as much as I can, trying to get as many new fans in the building for this match, because it's going to tear the house down. Both matches and everything else on the card is going to tear this house down, ladies and gentlemen, and you do not want to miss it. Remember, Friday, April 21st, the Maria Wasichuk Memorial Show at the Lorelei Beaumaris Community Hall. If you need the information on the show, check out RCW on Facebook, or you can contact myself on Twitter, at That Canada Guy. I do have tickets, and I can send you the information on where you got to go. So please, ladies and gentlemen, come out, check out the next show, and if you didn't make this one, you made a mistake, because it was such a phenomenal show. And ladies and gentlemen, please come out to the Maria Wasichuk Memorial Show for many reasons. It is the memorial show for Steven's mother. She was a big part of that company, helping run that company in the early years. And she is sorely missed, trust me, in this company. And it's going to be in the, and also on this show is the Maria Wasichuk Memorial Battle Royal, I'm fairly sure. So please come out and check it out. So please, thank you everybody for listening. And please remember to support indie wrestling wherever you are. You can catch me on Twitter at That Canada Guy, and have on Instagram at That Canada Dude. If you want to contact me through one of those. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great night.
This has been Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.